Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. Our college bowl game previews continuing here. We're going to dive right into it. We've got four games to cover. Saturday, December 23rd, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl from Albertson Stadium in Boise, Idaho. The Georgia State Panthers taking on the Utah State Aggies. Utah State a 3-point favorite at the time of recording. They opened as a 6.5-point favorite in this matchup. Both teams 6-6 overall and against the spread this season. Georgia State opened the year 6-1, then went on to lose 5 straight to close out the regular season. Over that stretch, they gave up 40 or more points in 4 of those 5 games. None of them were particularly close, though. Not surprisingly, the Panthers ranking 108th in the country in yards against per game at 423 yards per contest this season. Utah State's defense, not much better. They gave up 34 points per game, which was good for 116th in the country. Unlike the Panthers, though, the Aggies were able to keep pace with their opponents in the latter half of 2023. They came out with 2 double overtime wins over San Diego State and New Mexico while on their way to winning 3 of their last 4 games. Utah State 6-9 all-time in bowl games. They're 2-3 straight up and against the spread in their last 5. Georgia State 3-2 all-time in bowls, going 3-2 straight up and against the spread. Utah State just 2-11 against the spread in their last 13 games against teams from the Sun Belt Conference. They have also lost 9 of their last 10 when playing as an underdog. They're 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 games played on Saturdays away from home. Again, that underdog statistic going from the opening line of Georgia State being favored by 6.5, not by the current 3-point status of Utah State. So take that as you will. Georgia State has failed to cover in 4 of their last 5 games. They've also lost 5 in a row, as I mentioned earlier. They're 13-4 straight up when playing as the favorite, again, going off of that initial line there. I don't think that's going to be enough. I think Utah State's got what they need offensively to score points against Georgia State. I think they get it done. I'll take Utah State -3. 63.5 is the total. The total has gone under in 6 of Georgia State's last 9 overall, as well as 4 of their last 5 on Saturdays. Utah State has seen the under hit in 12 of their last 14 in the month of December, but they've seen the over hit in 8 of their last 11. I just don't think that this one's going to get there. I'm going to take under 63.5. Also on Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN from Hancock Whitney Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, the South Alabama Jaguars taking on the Eastern Michigan Eagles. South Alabama a 16-point favorite in this matchup. Both teams went 6-6 this year. South Alabama just 4-8 against the spread. Eastern Michigan was also 6-6 at the window. South Alabama won 2 of their last 3 games to close out the year while going just 4-4 in conference play. The Jags on paper look a little better than their record, though. They ranked in the top 40 in scoring offense and defense. They were top 20 in rush yards against per play and top 30 in passing yards against per game. They posted wins over bowl teams Arkansas State and Marshall in the last month of the season as well. Eastern Michigan, riding a bit of momentum into this bowl game, they won their last 2 games of the season after losing 3 in a row in October and November. The big question for the Eagles will be whether or not their offense can get anything done. 115th in the country this year at 19.2 points per game, and they ranked toward the bottom in the national rankings in yards per game in both rushing and passing. They were 129th in total yards per game offensively. South Alabama looking for the program's first bowl win. They're 0-3 all-time. They have failed to cover the spread in any of those 3 appearances. Eastern Michigan 2-4 all-time in bowl games. They're 1-4 straight up, but have covered 4 of their last 5. South Alabama just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games overall. They're 1-6 straight up in their last 7 games in the month of December. They've only covered 3 of their last 3 of their last 12 on Saturdays. They are 15-5, though, straight up in their last 20 games when playing as a favorite. Eastern Michigan 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 against teams from the Sun Belt. They've also covered four of their last five on Saturdays. Just 1-6 straight up, though, in their last seven games when playing as an underdog. 16 is a lot of points. I just don't see Eastern Michigan's offense being able to put points on the board. So I'm going to take South Alabama minus that double-digit total of 16. 46.5 is the total. The total has gone over in four of Eastern Michigan's last six games overall, as well as each of their last five in the month of December. They have seen the under hit in five of their last seven on Saturdays. South Alabama has seen the under hit in four of their last five games overall. They have seen the over hit, though, in five of their last seven against teams from the MAC, as well as six of their last seven away from home. I just don't know that Eastern Michigan's going to be able to put up the points. I think this one stays under the total, if for no reason then South Alabama, I don't think, is going to score more than 35, and I don't know that Eastern Michigan's going to get to 10. Next up, also Saturday, December the 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It's the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Utah Utes taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. Utah, a 6.5-point favorite at the time of recording. They opened as a 9.5-point favorite. The Utes were 8-4 this season, 6-5-1 against the spread. Northwestern was 7-5 overall, 8-4 at the window. We talked a lot about Utah this year on the College Football Stack. They overcame a ton of injuries throughout the season while racking up some impressive wins into mid-October. Then the last 6 weeks of the season happened, and those injuries finally took a toll. They beat Arizona State and Colorado. They fell to ranked opponents Oregon, Washington, and Arizona in the final 5 weeks of the season. The Utes were anchored by their defense this year. They gave up just 86 yards rushing per game, which was good for fifth in the country. They didn't fare quite as well against the pass, so if there's an opportunity for Northwestern, it may be through the air. I just don't know that the Wildcats' offense are the ones that are going to be able to take advantage of that. They were the statistical definition of an average team in terms of offensive and defensive production, but Northwestern comes in having won three in a row and four of their last five to close out the 2023 campaign. When you think about how their year started off the field, it's really a testament to these players and coaches that they are even playing in a bowl game. Their only loss in the last five games of the season was a 10-7 rock fight against Iowa the first week of November. They took down Wisconsin, Purdue, and Illinois in the last 3 weeks of the year. Utah 17-8 all-time in bowl appearances. They've lost four in a row, though, and are 2-3 against the spread in their last five. Northwestern 6-10 all-time in bowl games. They've won four in a row, though, and are 3-2 against the spread in their last five bowl games. Northwestern has also covered their last six games overall. As I mentioned, they've won four of their last five. They're just 3-6 against the spread, though, in their last nine games against teams from the Pac-12. They're 4-13 straight up in their last 17 games as an underdog and are just 2-13 straight up in their last 15 games on Saturdays away from home. Utah has won 14 of their last 20. They've covered seven of their last 10 against Big Ten opponents. They're 5-0 straight up in their last five games in the month of December, and they've won 15 of their last 20 on Saturdays. 6.5 feels like a lot. I think Northwestern has a lot going for them. I don't love this pick, but I'm going to lean towards Northwestern. I guess if I got to take a pick here, again, not super strong, but give me the Wildcats, I think, in this one. 41.5 is the total. The total has gone over in five of Utah's last seven games overall, but under in eight of their last 11 when they are the favorite. Northwestern has seen the under hit in six of their last eight in the month of December, as well as five of their last seven overall. If Northwestern's going to have a chance to cover this one, I think it stays close. I think this one goes under 41.5. Our last game for today's episode, also on Saturday, December the 23rd, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, the Easy Post Hawaii Bowl from Clarence T. C. Ching Athletics Complex in Honolulu. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers taking on the San Jose State Spartans. San Jose State opened as a 5.5-point favorite. That is up to 11 points at the time of recording. Both teams 7-5 this year, Coastal 8-4 against the spread, San Jose State 8-3-1 at the window. Coastal ran off five wins in a row after their 2-3 start, then lost to Army and James Madison to close out the regular season. They've battled some injuries this year, including at the quarterback position. The Chanticleers have been below average, though, both running and against the run, and they're going to need to show up on the defensive side of that equation on Saturday night. San Jose State ranked 8th in the country with 5.4 yards per carry this year, leading them to a 30th-ranked 178 rushing yards per game, despite ranking 98th in rushing attempts per game. So the Spartans commit, if they commit to the run, they might be able to make some hay against Coastal Carolina. The Spartans are on a 6-game win streak coming into this one, finishing 6-2 in the Mountain West. And of course, they were left out of that conference title game due to that computer tiebreaker. San Jose State is 7-5 all-time in bowl games, 3-2 in their last 5, going 4-1 against the spread in that stretch. Coastal Carolina, 1-2 all-time, going 0-3 against the spread in those bowl appearances. Coastal Carolina has covered 5 of their last 7 games overall while going 5-2 straight up in that stretch. They've also covered 7 of their last 10 on Saturdays, but are just 2-5 straight up in their last 7 games away from home. San Jose State has covered 5 of their last 6. As I mentioned, they've got 6 wins in a row coming into this one. I think all those things add up. 11 is a lot of points, but I think San Jose State can get it done. I'll take the Spartans minus 11. 53.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 9 of San Jose State's last 13 overall, but under in 5 of their last 6 in the month of December. Coastal Carolina has seen the under hit in 8 of their last 12, but each of their last 5 December games have gone over. I think that continues here. I'll take over 53.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We're going to be here for the rest of bowl season and right through the college football playoff. For the College Football Stack, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.